In German, I read, partly with my fingers and partly with Miss Sullivan's assistance, Schiller's Lied von Gluck and Tauscher, Heine's Harzreis, Freitags aus dem Stadt Friedrichs des Großen, Ryle's Fluch der Schönheit, Lessing's Minna von Barnhelm, and Goethe's Aus meinem Leben. I took the greatest delight in these German books, especially Schiller's wonderful lyrics, the history of Frederick the Great's magnificent achievements, and the account of Goethe's life. I was sorry to finish Die Harzreis, so full of happy witticisms and charming descriptions of vine-clad hills, streams that sing and ripple in the sunshine, and wild regions sacred to tradition and legend, the grey sisters of the long-vanished imaginative age, descriptions such as can only be given to those whom nature is a feeling, a love, and an appetite. Mr. Gilman instructed me part of the year in English literature. We read together As You Like It, Burke's Speech on Conciliation with America, and Macaulay's Life of Samuel Johnson. Mr. Gilman's broad views of history and literature, and his clever explanations, made my work easier and pleasanter than it could have been had I only read notes mechanically with the necessary brief explanations given in the classes. Burke's speech was more instructive than any other book on a political subject that I had ever read.